What should you do as a leader when you have tattletale team members? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. Today, I want to talk about this sort of double-edged sword of having tattletale team members on your team. Now, one team member who tells on another can be actually somewhat helpful for you as the leader. After all, you can't see everything and be everywhere all the time, so when people at least alert you to somebody else's behavior, it can be a slight advantage to you as a leader. Of course, that's balanced by the other side of having a tattletale team member. That's a person, again, who's basically telling on their teammates. So that's going to create a bit of a rift, and it puts you in a bit of an awkward position as the leader. It can be destructive to the team. And of course, if you act on the information that's given to you by this tattletale informant, you're going to be having to say things like, it's come to my attention, and other people are telling me. And of course, picture yourself receiving feedback from your manager where it goes, it's come to my attention that you're kind of, you know, slacking off and not doing your work, or other people are telling me you can be difficult to work with, or that you've been on your phone all day. So on one hand, you do appreciate hearing that, but there's no good way for you as the leader to use that information. So I've got a couple of tips for you to deal with those employees who are always kind of in other people's business. First of all, it is probably helpful for you to appreciate their concern. You know, say, hey, you know, thanks for bringing that to my attention. Watch out though, because sometimes those people will say, so you're going to go and talk to that person, right? And it's none of their business what you might do with the information that they gave you. And you could say, you know what, I appreciate you bringing it to my attention. You'll have to leave it with me. And that way you're not making a commitment to that person who brought you the information that you're going to actually act on it. The second tip for you to do is to push back a little bit on that person who's your informant and ask them to focus on their work. Now, again, you got to do it in a nice, positive way, but just, hey, you know what? I really appreciate you bring things to my attention. I do want you to focus on your work because that's your most important responsibility. I like that you're trying to help me run the department better. I just need you to stay focused on your work, and I will certainly take a look at what other people are up to and doing and try to do my best to lead them effectively. And then my third tip on this one is to see for yourself. So if you've had something brought to your attention, you're going to need to go and observe for it. So if somebody gives you a heads up that somebody's taking too many breaks or long breaks or, you know, not doing their quality checks, then you just got to be alert to that and then go and see if you can catch them doing that yourself. Because that way, when you talk to that person, you can go, hey, I noticed that you were taking an extra long break, or it seems to me that you've been away from the production line for quite a while, taking personal breaks, and I think that might be affecting our production. So, by the way, there is an exception to what I've said. If someone brings something to your attention that is clearly off base with a company rule or criminal behavior, so I'm talking now about actual harassment or physical assault or violence or theft, or sabotage, those kind of things require you to immediately start an investigation. And in some cases, or in many cases, you're going to have to escalate that to your boss and perhaps even to the HR team to get involved. So when somebody says, hey, I don't want to raise a big fuss, but so-and-so had slapped or pushed somebody on the floor, that's something you have to take seriously, and you don't even need their permission to go and deal with it. You're going to have to go deal with it. And that might mean that you actually have to say, it's come to my attention that you did a certain behavior. Wherever possible, though, you don't want to throw the informant under the bus, but you just need to make it known that you have found out some information. So ideally, see it for yourself and take action accordingly, unless it's really serious, in which case you are going to have to investigate it. Now, once you've dealt with that one leadership challenge of dealing with the employees who are always telling on other people, you're going to want to work on some of your other leadership behaviors. And you can do that through listening to more of these episodes or watching the videos associated with them, or buying one of our books that's helpful online at uniquedevelopment.com, or just engage with us on LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter, and you can always look us up there on the social networks. No matter how we stay connected, I hope that I can partner alongside you and help you on your leadership journey.